We are here with first-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles, Marcus Smith. Marcus, welcome to Philadelphia. I'm sure you've heard that about 1,000 times today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
All right. I want to talk to you actually a little football, beside the other stuff. You're a guy that I watched probably 5 or 6 games on film, and then I watched all your good plays as well. And what really struck me first and foremost was your versatility. I kept seeing you lining up in different positions. You would stand up as a linebacker. You would have your hand on the ground. You'd play over the slot. You were used as what I call a joker, where you would just line up behind the defensive line, try and maybe find that matchup. You played defensive tackle. Normally, guys who do that have to be very aware of defensive concepts and the overall defense. Is that something that you really prided yourself on?
Yeah, I really prided myself on that. Coming from the offensive side of the ball helped me a lot. Just learning the defense and how Coach Strong ran the defense, he used me in a lot of ways. I had to know what everybody was doing on the defensive side of the ball. And I think Philadelphia, they want to use me in the same way. That's why I kind of think that they picked me.
You know, and I think as in their base, they're a 3-4 base team. And I think they see you obviously as an outside linebacker. But as I said, you've also rushed the quarterback with your hand on the ground. Do you feel you're better at either one, whether you're in a standing up in a two-point stance or hand on the ground in a three-point stance? Do you prefer one or the other, or do you feel that you can be effective either way?
I feel like I could be effective either way. I think it's 50-50. When coach wants to put my hand in the dirt and I can go get the pass, the quarterback, then I'll go get him. If he wants me to stand up and go get the quarterback, I can do that as well. So when it comes to that, I think I'm 50-50 with it.
If you had to describe to someone what you, how you see your game, what you feel your strengths are, what you feel you might need to work on, because obviously you're taking a leap up in level of competition on a weekly basis here. If you had to talk about what you feel are the strengths of your game and things that you know you need to work on, how would you talk about that?
I would just say my strengths are my pass rush and my ability to drop in the coverage and be able to play in space. The things that I need to work on is definitely being a force for the run on the outside, and I also would say shedding blocks, be able to shed blocks and be able to make the play, not letting guys hold on to me, just be able to shed violently.
It's a great point, because in the 3-4, you're a lot of times you're the edge setter on the outside, and you cannot let guys, the running back in particular on a handoff, you cannot let him get outside of you. So that's something you feel you need a little more work on.
Yes, sir, and that's what I want to take pride in. I know that the veterans that are here right now that play those positions will help me out a lot, and it's just a great organization to be in. I can't wait to get started.
Well, they have one of those guys here in Connor Barwin who's fantastic at that, and you should make sure you learn from him, because he's one of those complete linebackers who does all the little details of the game correctly. As far as rushing the quarterback, one of the things that I always look for when I watch film is flexibility, the ability to bend. Because in the NFL, it's very hard just to run straight past an offensive tackle. And I thought that you kind of showed that on film, that the ability to get low, as we say, bend the edge, and then flatten to the quarterback. And that's an exceptional trait to have as a pass rusher. If you could just talk a little bit about that skill set of yours.
That's definitely what we worked on in practice. Coach Hurt is now with the Chicago Bears. He worked on it with us all the time in practice, doing the pop-ups, just preaching to us, bend, 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 always lean to rip and try to get to the quarterback and always try to strip the ball. And I just brought it over to the game field, and it's been successful for me. And just me being an athlete, playing quarterback and doing all those other things, really has helped me be a great pass rusher and a great bender.
And the other part of rushing the quarterback, or one other part, is what they call speed to power, where you come off the ball with explosion and you try to get inside and underneath the pads of offensive tackles. And even if you're 255 or so pounds, which I imagine that's about your weight now, even if you're going against a guy 320, if you can get inside of him, you can push him back. And is that something that you feel you can do effectively as well?
Right. I believe I can do that effectively. I always use that as a change up. You always do different things. I always have a mindset of what you want to do when you do your pass rush. Sometimes you might want to try to run around the guy. Sometimes you might want to change it up and do speed to power and get him off their heel. So you never want the offensive tackle to know exactly what you're doing. You always change it up.
And one of the things that's always talked about with college pass rushers as they transition to the NFL is to have a greater inventory of moves. Because in college, very often, you can beat guys because you're a better athlete, as you know. I watch your tape. There are times you just ran past offensive tackles. You were quicker, faster, and you can get to the quarterback. Just as a general point, do you feel that you have to work on sort of counter moves, a greater inventory of moves, so you can have more in your arsenal, more tools in your toolbox?
Yes, sir. I do believe I have to work on my moves. I do have a lot of moves. I didn't show a lot of moves on film, but I do have a lot of moves. I had the chop spin. I had the speed, the power, and I also had the size scissor. And once I get those on film and once I be able to polish those up and be able to master one at a time, then I think I'd be a good pass rusher that I want to be.
Well, I know for one, I'm excited to see you here in Philadelphia because I really enjoyed watching you on film. I thought that you could transition to this league really effectively. I know I could tell from speaking to you, you have a lot to learn, that it'll be a different game. But it's great that you're here in Philly, and I really enjoyed talking with you, Marcus. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
All right.
Back to Dave.